coming. Into the box is England. Played across. Denied. From distance. Kept alive. Right side. Bronze. Into the box. Missed one. There's Daly's pass. Shot. Off the crossbar. Rebound cleared by Bate. It was that close.
Off the crossbar. First shot on goal for the World Cup women's final. U.S. or USA. Sorry. Spain. Not quite. Spain versus England. This is 17 minutes in and England attacking. And, you know, they put the shot in. And boom, you hear that little kind of a thud like a missed field goal hits off of the top of the crossbar there. At the 29-minute mark, Spain attacking.
Spain looking to counter. They see it wide left.
Pass
was open
left.
Earlier.
They've and got then left again now. Out to the far
Wing
left
one,
in front of the defenders.
In front, go! Spain leads!
A tremendous crossing shot all the way from the left side, all the way to the very front right of the goal, in front of the goalie. She misses at 29 minutes in. Spain up 1-0 against England. England highly favored in this game. 65 minutes in after the half where they're still leading 1-0. Spain has it in front of the goal. Long, weird play where they're all just kind of kicking it about. They look like the 8-year-olds. You know how the 8-year-olds always flood around the ball and they don't ever know how to play their positions? It looked a little bit like that out in front of the English goal.
Hanmati, more skill, leads it left. Carmona, in line, cutting it back in front. Nobody there. Settle there. Spain looking, still looking. Parayuelo blocked out.
But wait.
Corner for Spain.
There's more.
Appeals for a handball.
Oh. So, see, in soccer, if somebody touches the ball with the hand, especially if they touch it with their hand and they're not a goalie inside of the penalty box area, then that's going to be a penalty kick. So they reviewed it and...
After review... There is a punishable handball by number 4. Decision is penalty.
There you have it.
That's the USA referee running the show, and she says, yeah, sure enough, the defender, the English player, touched it with her hand, so Spain is going to get a penalty kick. Hermosa is going to do the kick, and you know the deal with penalties. They almost always score. Almost always score. So this is Spain's chance to go up 2-0 against England with only about, 20 minutes left in the game?
Hermoso is ready. Hermoso with the strike, saved by Earps.
Unbelievable. She dove left, she guessed correctly, she guessed on the ground, and she got her not just her hand blocking it, but got her whole body around the ball, a perfect save. And of course, you have to have luck in order to stop it. So Spain stays only up 1-0. The English goalkeeper, an amazing stop there. 90-plus minutes into stoppage time, Spain is again on the verge of scoring. Again, they're up 1-0, looking to cement it at 2-0.
Into space. Maybe something here. Runners in the box. Saved by Earps. And the ball that was
another
cut across.
Brilliant save by the goalkeeper for England. So they finally get to, I mean, they had like 14 minutes of extra time. So they're at plus 12, plus 13 at this point for a corner kick by Spain. Maybe their last chance to do anything.
From the corner, driven up. Coy grabs it. That might be enough. Spain wins the World Cup.
Excuse me, I had that one exactly backwards. That was an English corner with the chance to tie the score, their last chance. As you heard, Spain one time goes out and that's it. 1-0 or 1-0, as they say over the pond. And so Spain wins their first World Cup ever. And now I can ignore soccer for 4 more years. Well, I guess 2.5 more years till the men play again. 4-3-7-16-20. No, but it was fun to watch. It was. I'm not gonna apologize. My voice doesn't have to go up. It was okay. I mean, it was fine. You know, it's fine. It's still
vacation
suck. How did vacation change me, Candy? Oh, I had. By the way, so many people like we love hearing Candy's laugh when you're there.
All the laughing.
They really do. You're like their favorite thing.
Yeah, I doubt it.
No, it's 100% true. But then again, when I am out. There are moments of the show that are entertaining.
It calms me down. And these girls, God, they're dumb. And I mean, it just makes me feel so smart. I'm not wrong. I know what you're talking about. Rock of Love.
That's
also,
exactly.
I felt like I cheated on you all week with Bobby and Jenna. I felt like I laid with another man and lady. Like, I felt guilty.
I didn't listen to good. A lot, but I did listen to some. I like to listen to the frivolous topic.
Because you know I don't call people dumb. I mean, like,
I know you don't.
I'm pretty dumb.
That's why it's adorable.
Rock of
These
love. Girls, God, they're dumb. So stupid. But I love Rock
and Jenna. She did Jenna and mostly Bobby, but Jenna's here a couple of days.
And there's nothing like watching a bunch of women with enough money that they could just flush it down the toilet, beat the crap out of each other
they
on national
fight?
TV.
What?
Yes.
Talking about
I know
the
she has a Christian
Housewives.
TV show, but I know, man, sure, her favorite thing is Real Housewives.
It's so great. And I love the kind of, like, again, I probably listened to a grand total of about an hour of the show while I was gone, but I just, you know, it's always entertaining. And no, we're not going to talk about the correct way to pronounce that planet.
Uranus. Yeah, I know.
It is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McCabe. Andrew's gone. He's coming back
Monday.
He's not
he
going
pass.
Forever.
Did it sound like he, I didn't make yeah. it sound like yeah, he passed away. Like,
Andrew's gone.
Andrew's gone. I think we loved him. Did a wonderful job.
He made his way back around the room.
No, he'll be back on Monday.
Indeed. But I think I have others. I'll share it later. But this, I think.
Oh,
this,
that's okay.
I think this one was one of my favorites. It's see what you have to understand about Candy, and you probably do if you listen to the show. You have to understand about Candy is Candy is super quick with the jokes, and sometimes to the point where you might not even hear it. But it's, you want to hear it.
Back to our frivolous topic, 850-437-1620. What is something you're convinced people are pretending to like?
This show.
Some of the...
Oh,
that was
buddy.
Good. That
Just
was
kidding.
Good. That
thank
was
you,
good
thank
one.
Thank you, thank you.
Some of the...
High five and a million angels right some now. Of,
this show... Which, of course, you meant when
that
I'm
show,
that show.
That's
yeah,
right.
When,
yeah,
when
man,
I'm not there. Right,
I'm amazed we all still have jobs. I don't know if we do.
Oh, yeah, you said that, too. Yeah. Oh, I got it. I'm
training somebody. You know that.
You know,
right?
If I don't have a job because of you two come Monday, I am going to knock on both y'all's doors, and you guys are going to house
and
me.
And Uranus will be mine.
That's yes.
Wow.
That's our ender. Let's move on. 437-1620. Y'all are entertaining. I thought it was fun. 437-1620, 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dell Technologies Back to School event is on, with deals on top tech for class, hobbies, and more. Now, when you buy, you support a cause. With every eligible purchase, Dell will donate to UNICEF in support of GIGA, a UNICEF ITU global initiative to connect schools across the globe to the internet. Accidental damage protection included. Get rare deals on select laptops and desktops powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Save now at Dell.com/deals. UNICEF does not endorse any company, brand, product, or service.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What is the point of being married to a city manager if you can't wield unfettered power to crush my enemies?
And so on behalf of the United States Congress, Mr. Chairman, I am honored to recognize Commissioner Don Salter for his long history of unwavering service to our veterans, our community, and our country. Commissioner Salter.
Congressman, that was totally unexpected. I had no idea. thank you, and I'm not normally speechless, but I just want to say thank you for everything you're doing, especially on the military committees that you've been appointed to. And I look forward to working with you on many military issues and veteran issues.
That was Commissioner Don Salter back in 2017 with Congressman Matt Gaetz on the floor of the House. And as you heard him there, you know, a little bit speechless in reaction to all of that, which is certainly not his way, although he is very much a member of that you know, greatest generation, sort of, well, just after the greatest generation, but that, you know, not really good about taking praise, not really good about being the center of attention. You know, we do our duty, we do our job, his military service, and of course, he passed away yesterday. We knew he was ill for quite some time, hadn't been able to go to the Whiting Air Park groundbreaking last month, and, you know, would have had to be very ill to have missed that, because that was such, I mean, they named one of the roads in the Whiting Air Park after him because that was such a project for him for so many years. Buffer protection for NES Whiting Field, something that he worked on for 20 years on the county commission. Another issue that was a big one for him was just his entire time on the county commission. They were working on getting that courthouse replaced. You know, hey, would you want to pay for this? No. Hey, do you want to pay for this taxes? No. Hey, do you want to pay for this? No. Well, we're just going to pay for it anyway because it has to be done.
Well, thank you. I'm very pleased with the turnout and the vote, and everybody voted for me, and I'm looking forward to the next 4 years.
You're eager to get back in there, figure out the courthouse? Is that what I hear you saying?
Well, that along with other things.
That was with me in 2016, just after he won the re-election at that time to his 16th year, well, I guess 17th year. And yeah, that turned out to be one of the, you know, legacy accomplishments of Don Salter's era. 437-1620, so sad day. His son putting up a very touching note on Facebook about his dad. And, of course, you know things are coming, but it's still, you know, hard to imagine that reality, especially, again, for so much that he did for the county during his tenure as a District 3 representative. 522 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. And, yes, I'm back from vacation. Thank you to Bobby for filling in, Jennifer helping, Candy for always being here.
I was here.
You were here.
Sorry.
And to David Wayne.
Yeah.
Who is also in our newsroom with the headlines.
Too.
He was here the whole time. That's right.
I was here. Welcome back, Andrew. Glad you're back. The head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency says there's numerous possible reasons why so many are still unaccounted for after those wildfires in Maui. Deanne Criswell said on CNN's State of the Union that other agencies such as the FBI, the Department of Defense, and the Department of Health and Human Services have now been brought in to help account for the missing. And President Biden scheduled to visit Hawaii today. Three people were killed, six wounded. This was in a shooting at a Seattle hookah lounge yesterday, and police there say two men died at the scene of the shooting. One woman died at the hospital afterwards. They still don't know what led to the shooting, but apparently over 4,000 shell casings have been recovered at the scene.
What?
Yeah, that's...
At one location, a hookah lounge? 4,000 casings?
That is what I'm seeing right
now.
No, so.
I'm just trying to, you know, quick do the math on this. You've got, 4,000 casings, and so, a typical handgun is going to have, depending on the style of the gun, 10 to 17, okay? Concealed carry might only have 6 or 7, so you're talking, what'd you say, 4,000?
4,000 is what I'm seeing in reports,
That's somewhere in the vicinity of, 400-ish full magazines.
And it says 5 guns were recovered at the scene. So, yeah, I don't know.
I can't wrap my brain around this. You'd have to have dozens and dozens of guns, and they're emptying magazine A, magazine B, magazine C. What happened?
Well, all I know is it was at a hookah lounge, and there were a lot of shots fired, and they've recovered 5 guns. So, I don't know. It may have been,
celebratory? How can nobody be dead?
Well, no, there's 3 people dead, 6 others were hurt.
That still seems so...
For the amount of shots fired, low.
Inside of a building. Okay, I'm flabbergasted by the story, obviously. Go ahead. Sorry, David.
No, it's okay. And there's still a lot out there that we don't know about this, and I'm sure we'll be learning more as the day goes on. And the Carter family continuing to spend time with former president and first lady. Jimmy Carter, of course, still in hospice care in Georgia. His wife, Rosalind, recently was diagnosed with dementia. And their grandson, Josh Carter, recently telling People magazine that they're in the final chapter of their lives. Of course, the Carters still the longest married presidential couple, 77 years now.
Yeah, man. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 525 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Man, if you take a look at the tropics, like first look, you'd like, can I quit?
Okay.
Where do I quit? Like, how is this possible? Because there's currently at least five areas of concern, right? Five red on the map. For a while, it was like a yellow, orange, red. It was a rainbow of hurricane flavors. But now
that hurt to say.
Well, I didn't say it was a good thing. But now, what? Okay, so you've got this one, which is in the Gulf and headed due west. Okay, it's basically even with. Well, it's on the west coast, so it's not Miami tracking. But yeah, I'm at that. It's down at the tip of the Key West. Okay, due south of from Apalachicola, but that one's headed west by northwest to Texas. Then you have Franklin. That's a named tropical storm. That one's south of the DR. And that one is going to bend wildly. It's going to go west, and it's going to hit a wall and go straight north toward, you know, like Maine, okay? Now you have Gert has been named just this morning. Was a 6 as of yesterday, or 5? Yeah, 6 as of yesterday. That one is also going to bend away. Emily, which is, and that one, Gert is east of Franklin, about a third of the way towards like Africa. Then Emily is about two-thirds of the way towards Africa, about due on line with Cuba. That one's going to bend and go out. And then there's another little one forming off the coast of Africa that's got like a 40% chance of formation. So that's 5 at the moment. It's kind of funny because if you look at the tracks from yesterday, you had, or the map, you know, from Manoa, you'd have Emily, which is formed, and then Emily was in the zone of formation for this other one. This 2 is what they call them until they actually start to develop into anything. And you'd think, oh, there's only 4. No, there's 5. Meanwhile, Hillary, first try. No, I don't want to get this wrong, but the first tropical storm, like, since the 20s to hit California. But. Right. Like
there's
26,
been,
I think. But.
Yeah, there's 2. One in the 1800, one in like the 20s or the 50s
I think it was
or something.
26, if
yeah,
I remember correctly.
Yeah, and then this is number 3.
It's crazy. And it was at one time a Category 4 hurricane. If you've seen any of the imagery that's come in from yesterday, the scary footage, if you want to call it that, is from Mexico. Because the Mexico footage looks like everywhere it hit, it's a mudslide river flood down the middle of the street. You know, cars getting washed away in aqueducts and in streets and everywhere else. Not seeing as much of that in California, but then again, we know American infrastructure is built to higher codes, and that's why a lot of things withstand. But still, California is really not built for a hurricane, you know, or even a heavy tropical storm, which is what they're getting right now. Still dealing with that and, you know, massive damage. Again, I haven't seen a lot of reports of, you know, particular things that are like the scary video kind of moments, but man... Can you imagine, you know, we're used to it, right? Because it's our thing we get all the time is, you know, the concern about tropical storms or hurricanes, and then we actually get them once in a while. But you're on the West Coast. You're like, are earthquakes not enough? Oh, yeah, they got an earthquake in the middle of it yesterday, 5. Oh,
my gosh.
I think it was a 5.1 is what Fox said at the top of the hour. So, yeah, that's kind of wild. And now, I told myself I wouldn't get political in the first half hour, but here goes. I just felt like coming back and being nice for a brief time. I saw these posts on Facebook, you know, and on the platform formerly known as Twitter. I guess that's what we're calling it now.
It's X.
It's Twitter. It's the whatever. It's the prince of platforms. Some people saying, you see all this activity in the Gulf. You see Hillary. You see these wildfires. You see these terrible heat waves. And you still don't believe in climate change? Okay. All right. I hear what you're saying. But what were you saying a month ago when we hadn't seen anything all year? I mean, people are dumb on both sides, right? I mean, people are, look, it's hot, therefore climate change. Or, look at the snow, therefore climate change is fake. Look, just shh. Both sides say stupid things. Be consistent. You can't say, there's a lot of activity now, therefore, unless you also want to say, well, gosh, you know, 2 months ago, there was no activity at all, so therefore. Neither one of these. It's aggregate. It's look at the total. It's over the course of the year. We are in almost September, and we're only on our 6th named storm. That's you know, not terrible. But it's not, not great either.
Target sales took a big hit, dipping for the first time in 6 years last quarter. I'm going to say it. Go woke, go broke. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
By now, you know the sad tale of Bud Light's downfall, but the once top beer brand isn't the only company experiencing what we'll call the conservative crunch. Target's quarterly sales were down over 5%, which might not seem significant, but important to note, this is the first time in 6 years the company has dipped. Target even had to adjust full year sales projections and expectations.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It's 81 degrees. Partly cloudy skies this morning in Pensacola. There was a crowd gathered on Saturday morning to cheer on a swimmer wrapping up a 20-mile journey in Navarre Beach. Well, in those cheers as Pensacola man Andrew Edwards wrapped up his swim, a possible world record. Edwards started that morning in Pensacola Beach. The swim was an effort to raise money for local nonprofit adoption and rescue shelter, the Hotel for Cats and Dogs. He tells Channel 3 he's been working on his conditioning for months now. The Marathon Swim Federation working to certify whether Edwards' swim will qualify as a world record. Former Santa Rosa County Commissioner Don Salter has passed away. Salter served as the District 3 Commissioner in Santa Rosa County for decades. Before that, he worked for Gulf Power for more than 30 years.
I could go on for hours talking about his legacy, the things I already mentioned, the idea of that you know we worked on together for purchase of development rights to protect our farmlands, the creation of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in downtown Milton. So Don was... you know, definitely a leader in our community and a great pillar in our community, and he'll be greatly missed.
And that is former Santa Rosa County Commissioner Bob Cole, who talked with Channel 3, and Salter was honored last year with an induction into the State Veterans Hall of Fame. Well, a search underway after a plane went missing over the weekend. The Coast Guard said yesterday a Cessna 402 took off from Fort Lauderdale. This plane was last seen 17 miles west of Eleuthera around the Bahamas, and the plane may have gone down. One person was on board the Coast Guard and Royal Bahamas Defense Force conducting a search looking for that plane today. Well, Florida's now not alone in cases of locally acquired malaria. One's now been reported in Maryland.
The state's Department of Health made the announcement on Saturday, saying an unidentified patient in the Washington, D.C. area contracted malaria despite not having traveled outside of the country recently. It's the state's first case of locally acquired malaria in 40 years. I'm Trey Thomas.
And it's 534 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. It's going to be a hot and humid day today with a 20% chance of rain, high near 94, feeling more like 107. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. For Tuesday, heat continues with a high near 98, sunny skies. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. Wednesday, temperatures continue to rise with 100 degrees for our high temperature, mostly sunny skies. Stay connected. Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Right now, we've got 81 in Pensacola, 83 in Gulf Breeze, 79 in Milton. Our next news at 6. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Guy Benson talks to the big newsmakers every day from 2 to 4 before Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. Yes, I'm back. And 1 week to rest my voice and to sleep at 7 hours a stretch. That never happens during when I'm actually working. So, still half working, still half keeping an eye on things. And, it's funny. So many meetings took place while I was gone, and I did watch a bunch of them. I haven't gotten all the audio together yet, but I'm sitting there. I'm on vacation, and I'm like, I'm still listening to a meeting. Right. Can I listen to a baseball game now? Yes. Is it my Cardinals losing? Yeah. Okay, we'll go back to listening to these meetings. This is kind of a leftover from before I had left, had not gotten a chance to go through this, but remember I told you I started watching the TDC meetings, the Tourism Development Commission meetings, council? I think it's council. Anyway, it doesn't matter. These names. But there was kind of an entertaining moment. And the real drama at the TDC had been the question of whether the the nature center or not to designate. They were going to, this is the meeting where Commissioner Bender proposed putting the changing rooms out at Pensacola Beach. Also the same meeting where Chris Dosev tried to plead with them to give him more money to finish up, the money he was expecting to get to finish up the funding for the Chappie James Monument Memorial when you enter Pensacola on the right there at the 3 Mile Bridge landing. Okay, so that meeting, okay? And I think I told you at the time, great, this is another meeting I got to watch because there's a lot that happens here, apparently. So this was just kind of it was an interesting moment, okay? David Baer, who is the chairman of the TDC, and, of course, Pam Childers, who is the clerk of the court and the comptroller for Escambia County, she's the one that signs off on all the checks, basically, that the county writes, and so she has to make sure that everything is legal. It's kind of one of her jobs, okay? One of her jobs, not her only job. But so there was this auditor's report about how the money was being spent from the TDC, and they made a bunch of recommendations, and the commission basically put all of their recommendations into practice, and one of the byproducts of that was the question or the charge that the money that was being spent on, landscaping and the marine keeping the waterways clean in Escambia County. These were not legitimate TDC expenses. And so they had this big argument about whether they were or whether they weren't and what to do about that. That was all resolved fairly straightforwardly, by the way. They just basically said, look, the portion of it that is above and beyond the basic maintenance you would have anyway, that's tourism, the stuff that's just the basic maintenance amount, which is around half is what they kind of estimated. So around half of it you can't use TDC for, and about half of it you can use, TDT for, Tourism Development Council versus Tourism Development Tax. Okay, anyway, so part of this was that David Baer wanted to get some clarity over whether, the long history of expenses relating to TDC money, TDT collected money, would be appropriately used. So he's asking for a 10-year audit of all of this with the clerk and the comptroller.
One other item update on the Auditor General's report. y'all recall you authorized me to send a letter to the clerk asking for a 10-year audit on the items that were identified by the Auditor General on how much tourist development tax had been used on those items and the percent each year of the administrative fee that the clerk's office retained for administration. And I have heard nothing from the clerk in response to the letter. We also ask her not to spend the money in those manners that were not properly documented or unauthorized under the statute.
And this has been one of the other things, is the amount used for administration of this pool of money. And if, as I recall, somebody's going to text me and correct me if I got this wrong, but I think the basic disagreement here is that there was an up to so much can be used by the clerk for the expenses, and she was using that full amount, and the challenge or the allegation had been that it doesn't need to be that much. That's an up to, not a you're able to spend this kind of. So that was something of the issue. And so David Baer is kind of complaining about this. Look, we've questioned this use of money. We don't think this is appropriate, this much money to be used, and yet it keeps on flowing.
We see in these reports that the dollars have continued to be spent. And she's authorizing the payments of all of those as she did before the Auditor General's report came out. So
partially she's allowing the commission to spend the money that they approve out of TDT, which she's challenging, and partially challenging the administrative fees, right?
I don't know what authority we have or what action to be able to take. And we've sent the letter asking her to communicate with us, and the clerk is just refusing to communicate with the TDC. So apparently either she doesn't take this board seriously. Oh, she's here. Thank you.
You ever have one of those moments where you're like whining about mom and why she's not doing something with your siblings, and then the mom just shows up?
Isn't that the best? Oh, she's here.
Oh, she's here. Great.
Oh, she's here. Thank you.
So, and if you know Pam, you know you're going to get some splaining, right?
What would you like, a 10-year audit?
Yes, ma'am, as we requested.
It's not something that I will do, no, sir.
You want a 10-year audit? Is that what you asked for? 10 years of receipts? Is that what you want to look for? Yeah, that'd be great. No. No, I'm not doing that.
If you would like some backup, you can refer to Stephen Hall. He can give you some backup of what was budgeted, what was spent. There are also formal audits that's already been done. Every year has had a financial audit. You've also personally taken...
Which, by the way, is a way of saying we've done enough. We have done plenty enough, right?
You've also personally taken time to go get the JLAC audit. That has been done. I don't think it needs another audit, so I decline to audit. I will not cease and desist payments, because when the Board of County Commissioners passes it as tourism, they are the governing authority. You are not. You are an advisory board. So that's where I stand, sir. That's my report in person.
So you want 10 years of audits? No.
I'm not going to do that.
I'm not going to.
Do no, sir. Something that I will do, no.
Wait. We requested.
It's not something that I will do, no, sir.
And you know, you have every year audit, and you have the JLAC audit that you can look at all of that and get the information there. So we're good on that part. Oh, and you want me to stop paying the money that the county commission has authorized TDT money to be used for. And y'all understand you're an advisory board, though, right? Like, you're not the county commission. Like, you get to have your say, but the county commission has the actual elected authority. You guys are an appointed board. So if they keep deeming that something is legitimately a tourism expense, you know, I'm not going to tell them no on the basis of your recommendation. Now, if I don't think that it is, I have the authority to say no myself. But, you know, you don't get to override them. Okay, so That was part of the conversation. And then you had this.
So when the Auditor General identified those items and their finding three and their recommendation, their finding was that those may or may not be tourism related, because the county commissioners did not make any legislative determination that they were in support of tourism, and you continue to spend those. Are you
yes,
saying
sir.
That because they said it, they said to spend it, but they never actually gave it legislative finding that it supported tourism. You were okay with spending it,
sir,
paying those?
I mean, he knows the answer is going to be yes. But again, as I said, Pam Childers is always willing to do some splaining. Okay. So here you go. Here's the lesson that she's going to give to Chairman Bear.
When we had an exit conference, they said those expenditures are allowable, but the county did not demonstrate fully and clearly their determination on tourism, which is why they are going to have to do it at the board level, each and every expense. You are correct. They do not need a Nature Center resolution because they are going to have to pass every expenditure with a determination.
Okay, so that's kind of the part one. She's saying the audit, the Auditor General didn't say they couldn't spend the money. They just said they hadn't quite done enough of the official procedure to certify that it was tourism related, which is what they're going to do from now on. So there's no basis for me to deny the payments. That's part one.
What I did as a clerk is I pulled all their emails, their websites, their conversation, board meetings. I backed up letters from the county attorney, backed up the board's determination through other means that it was an eligible expenditure. That's why there were no findings on the clerk's side, and all of the findings were on the board's side, telling them, do not do a look back, go forward. You have 18 months to get procedures in place to have clear determination at the Board of County Commission level on all of the expenditures that are TDT. So if you decide it's not tourism, but the Board of County Commissioners does, I will pay that bill.
Which is correct, right? But what she's saying is, you know, yes, we didn't have these official findings that are supposed to be the certification gold seal that it's the county commission is putting their basic reputation on the line to get this right. But she says, look, I look back at their texts and their emails and their communications and their other discussions, and they found that it's tourism. They just didn't do it in the way that the Auditor General was wanting them to do in this more official way, which they will do going forward, but they didn't require them to do it looking backwards, and therefore you can't require them to do it looking backwards. We're all good here. And I think my favorite line of the day, David Bear, after all of this.
Well, that's all I had to say about that.
And look, I like David. We're friends. David is a very sharp guy, right? He's running the Lewis Bear Company now, and he recognizes. Okay, all right, move on.
Well, that's all I had to say about that.
So that was that. 5:48 on News Radio 92.3. It just, sometimes these, I don't know, these conversations, part of the reason I want to tell you this is not just because it's entertaining and the fighting between the two. That's fine. You know, wrangling is fine. That's what's supposed to happen in government, right? We're wrangling over things that people don't always agree about. Government is not for the easy stuff. Government is for the stuff that people disagree about. But also to show you that, you know, there are really sharp people. I mean, what David Bear is saying and arguing for and looking to try to implement, I can see where he's coming from. And, but Pam Childers, it's literally her job to get this stuff right, and she's getting it right from, my layman's point of view. And to just kind of let you know, it sometimes might seem like the business of government is complicated or there's bickering and disagreement, and there's some of that true. But also, you have some really capable people, that are running things, and just remember that maybe. 5:49 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, listen, you love your car. You can tell me. Just say it to your dashboard. It's like, you'd love your car? Maybe don't say it to your dashboard. Say it sideways, like, so the dashboard doesn't hear you. But no, like, you get to a point in your relationship with every vehicle, it's just normal, where you kind of remember that you used to love that car, but right now, it's not really doing it for you anymore. Hey, that's okay. That's normal, but that's time to move on, okay? It is time to move on and find a car that you spend a lot of time in your car. You ought to enjoy it. You ought to love it. When I say do you love your car, you'll be like, yeah, that ought to be the answer. You deserve that, right? That's why you go to Frontier Motors. You find a car that's a year or two old, okay? So it's basically new, just not brand new to you, okay? Basically, it's the same car, just without that brand new car smell, okay? And, it's going to have a few miles on it, and it's going to be much less expensive than buying a brand new car. But you're getting a car that is in great shape. And people who are going to stand by that product and take care of you, not just before and during this, but after the sale as well. You know, you hear Dave Ramsey talk about him, you hear me talk about him, you hear the, you know, you see the bumper stickers and license plate frames. And the point is, if you want a good quality used vehicle, Frontier's got it. About 300 on the lot right now waiting for you to look at them. Stop by today. They've been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
When hiring a repairman, you want to make sure you pick the right person for the job. When it comes to plumbing, there's just one name to remember, and that is Barbieri Plumbing. Hi, I'm Judy Barbieri Lacey, and for over 40 years, Barbieri Plumbing has been Pensacola's plumber, and we pride ourselves on being known for our expertise and integrity. One reason, we are the home of the flat rate pricing. Back in the 90s, our founder, my dad, Louis Barbieri, pioneered the flat rate pricing here in Pensacola, and it continues as a staple of our business. His ingenuity helped take the fear out of calling a repairman. The flat rate pricing simply means you know exactly what the cost is before the job starts, rather than paying by the hour. So the next time you have a plumbing problem, don't fear the call. Call Barbieri Plumbing, the local pioneer of flat rate pricing. Call 477-8782. That's 477-8782. And like us on Facebook.
NAS Whiting Field is a major training facility for our United States military. It produces more than 1,200 pilots a year and is the home to the largest air wing in the U.S. Navy and produces 100% of all Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard helicopter pilots. But NAS Whiting Field has a lot more to offer and makes a huge impact to our local community. Tune in today at 9 to hear what's happening at NAS Whiting Field on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in tomorrow morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, as ProHealth will be the guest and will be discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's tomorrow morning at 10, as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
All the big national news in a conversation with Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Did you just waltz in here and bark at your commanding officer? If so, I regard that as a bona fide brain fart.
You know, it's kind of interesting. We had Leadership Santa Rosa in here on Thursday.
We did?
Yeah, talking to them about how we do the show and all that. And they were asking me about bumper music. I'm like, what do you play? I'm like, everything but what Cat Country plays. It's basically how we do.
She got the way to movement, Jared.
She got the way to movement. She got the way to movement,
Jared.
She got the way to movement.
And it's funny because as I was talking to him, I was explaining, I'm like, so a lot of times what you have for morning shows on, you know, FM stations is you have the on music stations is you have music. And then normally during the day, you get 30 seconds of the DJ talking. Right. You don't get a lot, typically maybe a minute, but typically it's not very much. But in the morning, you get a little bit longer, a little bit more talk.
Sure.
Right. It's a mixture of music and talk. And I like to think that we are a talk show. that plays some great music.
Like, I believe that too.
Because my theory of the music is like, I want you to have fun too. And I like, you know how sometimes you want to hear, like, you just want to hear about 30 seconds of that song. Like, that'll just, that's enough to get you going. You don't have to hear the whole song. And that's how I think about our bumper music is, like, that's supposed to be the wake-up stuff. That's the fun stuff. And so I hope you enjoy it. And if ever you don't, well, you know, wait for the next one. 5:55 on News Radio 92.3. It is good to be back. Thank you for welcoming me back as I'm seeing all these texts come in. David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Yes, a special legislative session on public safety getting underway today in Tennessee at their capital. Governor Bill Lee calling on lawmakers to return to the General Assembly. They'll apparently be discussing mental health, school safety, and firearm policies. Be interesting to see what they do there.
Firearm policies. Interesting. All right.
The National Hurricane Center has downgraded Tropical Storm Hillary. It's now a post-tropical cyclone, still bringing a lot of rain to the southwest. It's forecast to lose steam and dissipate before the end of the day. And looks like Kid Rock's feud with Anheuser-Busch might be over, Andrew.
I saw this.
TMZ's now posted photos that show him drinking a Bud Light at Nashville's Sky Deck last Thursday. Of course,
it's like being caught in a picture with your side beer, you know?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, yeah, you know the backstory on that. He shot the cases of Bud Light, yeah. And that's really I think the thing that gave the Bud Light protest a lot of its steam was when Kid Rock did that. So it's
I would say let's call him
middle aged man Rock, come on.
I mean, well, I'm not even sure that that's accurate anymore. He's 60, nice. Isn't he?
Yes,
Kid Rock's got to be 60. I mean, I'm gonna look because I don't want to get it wrong, but yeah. So he's caught secretly.
Not that 60 is old.
It's
because I'm. Right. 29.
Oh, he's only 52. Well, he didn't age well. Anyway,
no way. Is he really?
That's a hard 52.
That is a hard 52. That's me saying that.
Oh, no, older. He's 1 month minus a day older than I am. January 17th of 1971. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Who looks
better? Well, you know, he's from Detroit.
Who wore 52 better, me or Kid Rock?
Oh, you did, Andrew, and I'm not even being nice right now.
I used to be able to say I could go undercover in high school. I'm not sure I could pull that off anymore.
No, you definitely
with the old man shape here, but
you could definitely pull it off.
I don't think Kid Rock's been able to do that for 30 years. Anyway, all right, yeah. So this is a weird story. Like, he gets caught sipping a Bud Light, like, backstage or something, right? Isn't that the story, David?
Well, it says he was at the Sky Deck. It doesn't say where he was.
So what's weird to me about this is, you know, he's made such a public show, and we're still in the middle of the Bud Light, you know, protest and other collateral protests. And what? Did he just suddenly feel like, man, I just got to get me some of that?
I mean, it could just be maybe somebody brought him a beer and handed it to him.
He wasn't thinking about it, or it's the only thing maybe that was available in the VIP room or whatever.
He didn't want to let it go to waste because it was already opened and somebody gave it to him. Who knows?
Yeah, this is a problem I've never had with a Bud Light. I've never had any problem letting that go to waste. Anyway, all right, David, thanks so much for the update. And not because of the political stuff. And, you know, I've had this conversation with folks. It's just it's the goofiest boycott ever because, well, you're going to go buy Miller. Miller is supportive of the rainbow, too. Coors is supportive of the rainbow. You didn't improve your political stature, but it's been a very effective message sent. The first of its kind, really effective conservative, basically, protest against social policy. And, you know, businesses took notice because until that, it was a cost-free enterprise for them to be pro whatever leftist viewpoint they wanted to be pro. So, anyway, you know, I disagree with the thing. It doesn't make much sense logically, but it has been effective, and I got to stand back and say, well, you know, there's something to that. But, yeah, this is a funny one. Like, I'm just going to go sip me a little Bud Light. I'm going to get a little of my fix in. Like, it's just such a weird thing. 5:59 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, I love y'all that you pay such close attention. Somebody said about the David Bear comment, he could have just said, whatever.
That's a nice callback to Mike. I forgot about that.
Somebody else said it's like in Forrest Gump. And just like that, the meeting was over.
I know.
We'll be back in just a minute.